And God said, let there be light, and light was made. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Son of God humbled himself in obedience to his Father, becoming man, being born in a cave outside of Bethlehem. And this for the purpose that he should bear our sins in his body, on his back, and bear them away out of the sight of God the Father, away from his just indignation, and bear us in turn to heaven, his home. For this, our blessed Savior deigned to be betrayed and to be beaten all over his adorable body, nailed to the cross, and to die in supreme torture and agony. And then they washed his body as well as they could and anointed it with spices and wrapped it in fresh white linen and carried it to the other cave. It was another Joseph who did this, and they buried him. And on the third day, in an unknown hour before dawn, the Son of God, by his own divine power, rose from the dead. This is our Holy Week. This is our faith. This is the summing up, if you will, of all of the ceremonies of Holy Saturday, of Holy Week in general, but the ceremonies of the life of a Christian, of a Catholic, and of his Lent, sum this up, I think, really very well. That is to say, those of you who have been watching have seen, there are, as in the life of any man, a certain number of things that must be done each day. Sometimes they're not easy. We have to go outside and stand in the cold and wait there for a while. And then fire has to be struck and processions made, and the Paschal candle blessed and the risen Christ praised and the light spread about. And there's much waiting. And the story must be told again, all of the truths of the Old Testament, God's gracious plan to save us in the new. And then the water blessed and our catechumen baptized and sealed with the Holy Ghost. And in all of this, there's much waiting and watching and going to and fro and a certain amount of error or mistakes peep in inevitably into any ceremony as in to any life. And yet, it is not for the perfection of a ceremony. Every now and again at St. Gertrude, we almost get there. It is not for the perfection of the rubrics or of the music or the exquisite and tasteful decoration of an altar that Easter comes and Christ rises from the dead. It is as in the beginning, as it was for this new Christian. It is by the grace of God. It wasn't the unseen hand of Guy Miller who turned the lights on at the Gloria, the resurrection of Christ. It was God who said, let there be light, and light was made. And then we make, for our part, the earthquake for the last time. Not the sad one of Tenebrae and of the dead leaving their tombs and walking in the streets of the holy city, but the joyful one of the resurrection. You can almost hear that stone being rolled away from the door of the tomb. And then our saints come back to us again and walk amongst us. The least they could do, professional courtesy, to welcome a new one into their number. This new Christian is a saint at this moment, filled with God's life, sanctifying grace. And yet this is a humbling truth for us, that it is not by all of our own work or worry or watching, our efforts and preoccupations, but by the mercy of God that these things are done once in a soul every year for the church in her solemn liturgy, even as our Lord arose once in the darkness of the pre-dawn there in the garden near Calvary. When a Christian stands at the tomb of our Lord on Holy Saturday, or for that matter, at the grave of a loved one, he is not meant to summon up some consoling thoughts, for it is not by the power of positive thinking that Christ rises from the dead. It is not a matter of evolution, nor of some magnificent poetry, which seems to be paired with nature these days in all of her splendor. And so we are meant to think a thought or two of the cycle of death and of life in nature, and worry a bit about the earth, of course, it's getting too warm. And then that's all, and we go away, and we leave the cemetery, or Easter is done, and life returns to normal. No, you cannot celebrate Easter, the resurrection, unless you too, for your part, are willing to humble yourself, this great intellect and these demanding five senses of ours must bow before God who reveals, before God who works the miracle and gives the grace. How many there are who these days, that they bear the names of popes or prelates and archbishops and cardinals and priests and professors, how many there are who these days, the nudge, nudge, and a wink, wink, will reduce the resurrection of Jesus Christ to poetry and to nature and a bit for evolution. That's where we're going to, and the rest of it. And they, none of them, these sophisticates, with their sly twisting of sacred scripture, and they, none of them, will enter into eternal life, for they have not the faith without which we cannot please God. Pray God that we be all of us, as our new Catholic is at this moment, humble enough to believe and to accept as true each and every article of our holy Catholic faith. That faith without which, I insist, we cannot please God. We have seen and meditated upon our Savior and all of his humiliations. Let us not forget them, not only or not even so much as a pattern to our own moral lives and behavior during these next 50 days of rejoicing, for it is now Easter, but let us never forget them. Because unless we, who are so haughty, can humble ourselves and get down on our knees and to say our credo, I believe, why then the resurrection will have been in vain. But this gift, it is faith, is a gift of God. And our Lord, who came to bestow it upon us, snatches us as his triumphant prize, Christ the great conqueror now. O death, we sang, I will be thy death. how I'll be the end of thee. And our Lord comes now, claiming even for himself the title of Lucifer, which means the light bearer. He is the true light bearer, the Exultet sings, who never will know a setting. Only we can manage to imitate him a bit in his humility and to believe eternal life will be ours. And God said, let there be light, and light was made. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.